Aleph, the Gemara told a story about this character, Rami Bar Tamrei, who went under another name, Rami Bar Dikulei, same name. He came from the city Pumbedisa. What I was going to say, Rabbi Yehuda the Amora, Rabbi Yehuda lived in Pumbedisa, and Rabbi Yehuda was very sharp, and he had a whole group of followers who were extremely sharp. They knew how to give sharp answers and so on. So the Gemara, the whole context that I was quoted, the Gemara had a whole discussion that cholov hakchal, if you shecht a female cow, and then there's milk in the udder, so I mean, atar that milk is part of it, and it's only melechid midirabbanon. So how far do you have to go with the chumrah of chal? So the Gemara tells a story that this character was visiting in Surah, an Erev Yom Kippur, and all the balabatim were eating flesh, and they didn't want to eat the udder, so they threw the chal out in the garbage. He went and he collected everybody's chal, and he went and he ate it. So they confronted him and they said, even though in your community in Pumbedisa they do eat chal, but here the minig is that we don't eat chal. So you're not allowed to violate the minig amokam. So the wise guy says, I ate it chutz l'tchum. It's not the mokam. He ate it chutz l'ir. Okay, that's strictly speaking, that is correct. Then they say, where'd you get wood to broil it? Zokta, he found the twigs there. So they said, isn't it gneva? Zokta, nesanishkin gneva, it's hefka. And then they said, maybe you had a bli of stam yenam, because these were the twigs from by the wine press. These were the wooden part of the vine. So the vine that where the grapes grow was balea part of the wine, so it has a trephis. The zokta was after Yud Beis Chodesh, everything he has a teretz for. Then the Gemara says, here we left off four lines from the bottom, I think. So Chazi de la havi manach tefillin. In the days of the Gemara, the practice was they wore tefillin all day long. That's a big discussion in Achrayim and even in Rishayim. Is that a din deraisa lachatchila deraisa? He's supposed to wear tefillin all day long, or is it only midirabbanan lachatchila to wear tefillin all day long? We no longer do it because the Gemara says that you should only wear tefillin if you have. Gemara says in Shabbos you should only wear tefillin if you have a guf naki. You have to have a healthy, clean body. And you have to have a healthy, clean mind. If a person doesn't have a clean body and doesn't have a clean mind, it's not right to wear tefillin. So we're afraid that today there's a Yiridus HaDeres, we're afraid everybody has a problem with a guf noki. So we cut down the wearing of tefillin to the bare minimum. So we only wear tefillin by the davening, then we take it off. Most people don't put on tefillin to mincha. There used to be some musa yeshivas in Europe. But they used to wear tefillin to mincha as well. But most people don't. And then in the days of the Gemara, little children before bar mitzvah would be mechanech them. He trained the little children to wear tzitzis and to daven and to say krishma and to shake a lulav. So when the child is old enough to make sure that his body is clean, they would buy a pair of tefillin for the child that is wear tefillin. So b'zman hazeh, we did away with that because everybody has a problem. We assume everybody has a problem of guf naki. So many have the practice, you only wear tefillin after you actually bar mitzvah. And some have the practice to put on tefillin a month before. Not too much more. And then in other mitzvah saseh shazman grama, let's say shaking a lulam and listening to tkiyah shofar and sitting in sukkah, the women usually volunteer. And the women even say a bracha. The Ashkenazim follow the Rabbeinu Tam that a woman is permitted to say a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah sov tzivanu, even though the women are not really tzivanu, but they have Kiddushanu, they have the same level of Kedusha as the men. And Kedusha Yisrael means by definition Chiyuv Mitzvahs. So the women have Kiddushanu Mitzvahs of Tzivanu. They don't tell the whole story. Uftaranu, if they would say the whole story, they would say, we praise HaKadosh Baruch, he gave us a full Kedusha Yisrael, which means we're chayvin all the mitzvahs, but he exempted us. If you don't want to, you don't have to do the Hanochas HaTfilm. We don't have to shake the lulav, so they don't have to mention that, but that's what it is. The women have the same level of Kedusha as the men.
Even after his son becomes bar mitzvah, she's not allowed to say amen. Even after the son gets bar mitzvah, the mother of the son of that bar mitzvah, she's not allowed to say amen after he puts on tefillin?
No, she should say amen. No, if a woman wants to do a mitzvah, that's a woman wants to shake a lulav. So the meaning by the Ashkenazim is that the women who shake a lulav do say a bracha, even though they're not mechuyev in lulav, they do say a bracha. So by tefillin, the meaning is that the women don't put on tefillin. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the reason why, because of guf naki. So it doesn't mean that the women have a bigger problem than the men. The men, the women, the children, we assume everybody has a problem of guf naki. So that's why we cut down the wearing of tefillin to the bare minimum. So the men only wear it for shacharis and that's it. And the women don't volunteer at all. And the children before bar mitzvah, we don't have them wear at all. Some have a month before, but that's about all. And Eved Kenani also, strictly speaking, if avodim want to volunteer to shake a lulav, to sit in sukkah, they can do that. But they don't. We don't permit them to volunteer to put on tefillin because we say everybody has a problem with the gufnaki. So the Gemara tells here, they noticed that this character from Pumbediza wasn't wearing tefillin. How would they notice? Because the minig in the days of the Gemara, they wore tefillin all day long. Okay, the Gemara says that there were some women who did wear tefillin. So there are two versions, whether michu biyada chachamim or lo michu biyada chachamim, whether the chachamim were upset or were not upset. But our minig is, we don't allow it because of gufnaki. We assume there was a yiridus hadoris. The days of Michal Bashol, the people did have a gufnaki. Today, the society is such, we're afraid that nobody has a gufnaki. So they saw that this fellow, what was his name? Rami Bar Dikuli wasn't wearing tefillin. Everybody then, in the days of the Gemara, wore tefillin all day long. So they confronted him and they asked, "My time alaman has tefillin? How come you don't wear tefillin?" Zok there, he has diarrhea. Chole me'ayim hu, I have diarrhea. And v'am Rab Yudah, I come from Pumbediz, and my rabbi is Rab Yudah. Rab Yudah said, the din, chole me'ayim, potem in tefillin. You don't wear tefillin. Why don't you wear tefillin? So here they have Rashi gives one pshat, and on the side, on the margin, on the right hand side, they quote the Tosis.
Oh, the chef, they even ask a question.
Yeah.
If he's not allowed to wear tefillin all day, what about the person who works? He can wear tefillin.
In the days of the Gemara, they used to wear tefillin even when they worked. Even the people of Bala Malacha, they worked.
It's not bothered, it's maybe, you know, the verb maybe is not so kosher, you know.
The wearing of the tefillin will influence him to make sure that he doesn't cheat in business, that he deals honestly in business. If he works in a tannery and it smells bad, so he's not allowed to wear tefillin. If he works in a garbage, if he's a garbage collector, it's not their cheres to wear tefillin all day long. But whatever else he does, if he has a b'kavod dika profession, so he's supposed to wear tefillin all day long. Yeah. So he says he's a chayle me'ayim, and he doesn't.
Shine big is the best tefillin.
Right. Yeah. So Rashi writes on the Gemara, why is chayle me'ayim potem not tefillin? Because it's a tirche. If he has diarrhea, so every couple of minutes he's going to have to go to the bathroom, and he can't wear the tefillin when he goes to the bathroom. So since it's a tirche, so he's not mechuyev. I mean, not mechuyev, but you have to wear tefillin every day. I mean, the practice in the days of the Gemara was to wear tefillin all day long. So a person has diarrhea, doesn't have to wear tefillin all day long, because it's too much of a tircha to put it on, take it off, put it on, take it off, put it on, take it off. Every 20 minutes, you're going to have to take off the tefillin and put it on again. That's how Rashi learns. And that fits into the lashon of the Gemara, that a chay l'meyayim, one has diarrhea, is potter in a tefillin. Doesn't say usher, so it's potter. It's a ptur. He's potter from wearing tefillin all day long, because it's too much of a tircha.
He goes to the nechiyut. He takes off the tefillin.
Right.
Oh, but then he don't have to say a bracha again. If he puts some back on the tefillin.
It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Shal Roish, that it depends what he went to the bathroom for. If he had to move his bowels. So if he had to move his bowels in the Kavim Gedolim, then he have to take off both the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh. And you're not allowed to wear the tefillin when one is moving the bowels. So then he had to take off the tefillin. So then when he puts it back on afterwards, he does say a bracha. Even though he had a mind to put it back on in 3 minutes, Esther. If he just went in to urinate for the Kavim Ketanim, so then, Mikiradin, you can even leave on the tefillin. So we're just machmet to take it off. So then when you put it back on, you don't say a bracha.
The makoma there goes in his stomach.
Okay. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion whether one is permitted to wear, is it permissible to wear the shal yad when a person goes into the Beis HaKisei for the Kavim Ketan. So that was years ago. I remember this. There used to be real litvaks in America. People who were real brought up in Lithuania. So they used to be mekel to wear the shal yad when they had to go to the bathroom. They would just take off the shal rosh, they leave on the shal yad. So the joke always used to be, the litvak runs into the shul, and he says, "Quickly, quickly, give me a shalyad. I have to go to the Beis HaKisei." They had to wear a shalyad to demonstrate that it's okay. Our practice is, we don't wear shalyad or shalrosh. Not in the Kavim Gedolim, not in the Kavim Ketanim. So on the margin, so on the right hand margin,
a person goes into the, he has to go to the Nachiyut. He has to figure out not to put the tefillin. First go to the Nachiyut and then.
That's the proper thing. First clean off the body and then put on the tefillin. How about it? So here on the right hand margin, on the side of the Gemara, they tell you to look in the Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Kuf Dalet, where Tosfos understands not like Rashi. Not like Rashi says, it's too much of a tircha if you know you're going to have to go to the bathroom every 20 minutes, so we don't require of you that you should wear tefillin all day long. Wear the tefillin in the morning and take it off and leave it off. So Tosfos says, no, Chole Me'ayin is prohibited. Asat Laniach Tefillin. And they quote the Tosfos says, Lefish Eini Yochel Lehizar Heitev. The Gemara says, a person is not allowed to pass gas when he's wearing the tefillin. So if a person has a chole meyayin, has a problem, a condition, he has diarrhea or something similar to that, we wouldn't permit him to wear tefillin. Not that if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to because it's too much of a tircha. He's not allowed to wear tefillin. So that's, everything is different by this. Rami Bar Dikule, everything is different. So he says he has a medical condition and he doesn't have to wear tefillin. Then they say he's not wearing tzitzis either. So what's his teretz? How come he's not? He's wearing a four-cornered garment and it doesn't have tzitzis on it. If you don't wear a four-cornered garment, not mechuyev. If a bum sleeps in the park, he doesn't have the mitzvah mezuzah. You don't have to take off the tzitzis if what? No, this is not the Beis HaKisei. No, on Arba conference that you wear under your shirt, so one is permitted to enter the Beis HaKisei with an Arba conference. But a talis gadol that you wear over your jacket, that's only for tefillah, that you're not allowed to go into the bathroom with. Even a kittel, which is miyuchad for davening, says in Shulchan Aruch, if a person, Yom Kippur, or Shani Yom Kippur, a person wears a kittel, he has to go to the bathroom, he should take off the kittel. Or some people have a separate yarmulke. When they daven, they wear a separate yarmulke. They don't wear the same yarmulke that they wear all day long. So if one has a garment and he only wears for tefillah, that says in Shulchan Aruch, it's not their cheretz to continue wearing that beged when he goes into the Beis HaKisei. Now, but here the Gemara says, he was wearing, Rami Bar Dikuli was wearing a four-cornered garment and it didn't have any tzitzis on it. So the Chazi, the rabbi, saw the Lahavi Korami Chutta, he didn't have tzitzis on his four-cornered garment. You're not mechuyev to wear an Arba Kamfis, but if a person is wearing a four-cornered garment, then he's mechuyev to put tzitzis on. If a person sleeps in the park, he doesn't have an apartment, he's not mechuyev in mezuzah. If he sleeps in a house, then he's mechuyev to put a mezuzah on the house. He's mechuyev to wear tefillin when he.
But meanwhile, in the road, he may make his horses.
The behemoth will make. It's not his problem. Okay.
The Rav said everything is a matir. Mezuzah for a house, lula for a sukkah, Torah for shuas, and Pesach ladushem.
We always need a matir to perform a mitzvah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay, that is correct. Okay. So they confronted this Rami Bar Tamre and they asked him, how come he's wearing a four-cornered garment? Why doesn't he put on tzitzis? Omalei, they asked him, my time is lachute, how come you're not wearing tzitzis? What's the teretz for that? He has an answer for everything. Omalei, talashulahi, it's not my Arba Kamfis, it belongs to someone else, he borrowed it. And my rabbi in my city, Pumbadis, my rabbi, Rabbi Yudah Gizot, Vam Rabbi Yudah, we pass like this, talashulah. If you borrow a beged, a four-cornered talis from someone else, kol shloshim yom p'turim min hatzitzis. If you borrowed it up until 30 days, you're not mechuyev in tzitzis. If you borrow it for longer than 30 days, then you have to put on tzitzis. What kind of halacha is this? Less than 30 days, more than 30 days? So Me'ikar HaDin Tosfos explains. The top line in Tosfos. Me'ikar HaDin De'araisa, you never mechuyev to put on tzitzis on a talis shula, because the pasuk says, gedilim tasa lecho, you should put tzitzis al arba kamfas ksuscha asher techasma. Ksuscha means shalcha, if it belongs to you. So if a talis shu'ula, you never mechuyev in tzitzis. But if you're going to wear the same garment for more than 30 days, it's going to be a marisayin. People will think it probably belongs to you. So midrabbanan you mechayiv to put on tzitzis if you're wearing the same garment after 30 days. But if you wear a four-corner garment less than 30 days, so people will be able to understand already. They won't be choshed b'ksherim. They'll be able to understand it probably doesn't belong to him. He probably borrowed the talis from somebody else.
If he borrows it from more than 30 days, it will be from the 30th day or from day one?
I mean, if melechatchila he says, I want to borrow it for 3 months. I want to borrow it for 2 months. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch when you get to the mezuzah. Tosfos quotes the Gemara Menachos that by mezuzah he see the Tosfos around 10 lines in it says Menachos daf mem dalet. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara Menachos hasercha bais bechutz la'aretz. If you rent an apartment in chutz la'aretz, kol shlosh niyam patur min mezuzah. The first 30 days you're not mechuyev in mezuzah because it doesn't belong to you, and after 30 days then you are mechuyev in mezuzah. So there's a machlokes achreinim. What if I rented it? I signed a 2-year lease. I rented it lachatchila for more than 30 days. So we are machmir. That's what the Beis Halevi recommends. Beis Halevi has a sefer chumash, and Bereishis and Shmos. He has a section where he has some chidushim he'oris lahalocha lamaisa and mezuzah and tefillin. So he writes it's the proper thing is to be machmir for this. The Derech HaChaim Siddur writes like that. The Nesibis wrote it Siddur. Derech HaChaim Siddur. Mishneh Berurah quotes it every page. So the Derech HaChaim writes like that, if you rented it for more than 30 days, you should put the mezuzah from day number one. So the Beis HaLevi says that it's proper to be machmer for that opinion. Usually when people move into an apartment, they sign the lease for more than 30 days. Not that they're going day by day, they're going to decide. You sign a 2-year lease, so you're going to be there for more than 30 days. So the proper thing is to put the mezuzah from day number one. So the Beis HaLevi, of course, some of the Rishonim say beferish like that. Some of the Rishonim say beferish not so, the Stechemek quotes, the Machlokes and Rishonim, and the Machlokes and Achreinim. But the Beis HaLevi says the proper thing is to be Machmet, to put the mezuzah right away. So here by the talis also, I borrowed a talis intending to wear it for more than 30 days. So the proper thing is I should put the tzitzit from day number one. Yeah. Here Tosfos there in Menachos on Daf Mem Dalet. Right. I bought a talis and I didn't. I bought a brand new talis. Right, and I didn't put the chutim on yet. So if I lend it to someone else, so he, I'm not mechuyev because I'm not wearing it. He's not mechuyev because it doesn't belong to him. Yeah. So Tosfos raises a question here. A shaila dini mamonis. We have a gemara in Makis that says stam halva shloshim yom. If you borrow money from someone, you don't say one way or the other. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that the malveh has no right to ask for the payment of the money before 30 days. Unless I say beferish, I'll lend you $20, but I need it back before next week. I tell you beferish. Okay, so that's not called the stam halva. Stam halva means they didn't say one way or the other. So we assume it's a pasuk. Stam halva shloshim yom, you're not allowed to ask for the money back. So what about stam she'ela? Is there such an assumption that when I lend someone a guy says he needs a talis, so if I tell him I'll lend you, I already done by the first minyan, so I said I'll lend you my talis, no, but I need it back afterwards. I need it for tomorrow. So if I said, so I said, and no shayla. What if a person says, could I borrow a talis? And I say, yeah, I have an extra talis, and I lend him a talis. I didn't say one way or the other whether I'm lending him for 1 day, I'm lending for a week, I'm lending for a year. I didn't say. So is there an umdine? Is there an assumption that stam she'elo shloshim yom? That when you lend something to somebody, it's assumed that he has the right to use it for 30 days. The Tosfos doesn't like that assumption. They think that it's not correct. So how do you read pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that if I borrow a talis from somebody else, and I don't put in tzitzis, so there's no marisain. People won't have any tainus. They'll all understand that he borrowed the talis. But if I wear the borrowed talis for more than 30 days, then people, it's going to look funny. So then there's an issue of marisain. After 30 days, I have to put a talis. So don't you see from the Gemara, the stam she'elo shloshim yom, that up until 30 days, everyone will understand he probably borrowed the talis, probably doesn't belong to him. But if he's still wearing the talis after 30 days, they won't understand it. That's strange, because stam she'elo is only for 30 days. So don't you see from this Gemara that not only is stam halvoya shloshim yom, when you lend money, stam she'elo is also shloshim yom. So Tosfos thinks, no, that they don't think that's the pshat. they don't think there's such an umdina that stam sheva shloshim yom. So they say, what if I allow someone to live in my apartment? So I go to Eretz Yisrael for the summer, and someone needs an apartment. So I say, you can use my apartment. Here are the keys. So do you assume that stam schiris? Let's say I say I'll rent you the apartment. Do you assume stam schiris is also shloshim yom? When I rent an apartment, stam schiris shloshim yom. Tosafot thinks it is not correct. So why does the Gemara say in Menachos that if you rent an apartment from someone else for less than 30 days, you're not mechuyev to put a mezuzah, but if you rent it for more than 30 days, you have to put a mezuzah? What is the role of the 30 days over there? So Tosafot there on Menachos, on that daf, has two pshatim. So one pshat in Tosafot is that min haTorah you're never mechuyev, on a rented apartment you're not mechuyev, because the same is by tzitzis. By tzitzis says gedilin tasuchal abba kamfas ksus cha, aksus shalcha has to belong to you. So by mezuzah it says also chsaft mamzud beisecha ubisharecha. So the home has to belong to you. So if I rent an apartment min haTorah, I'm never mechuyev in mezuzah. So the only chiyuv mezuzah is midirabana mishum marisayin. So the marisayin only begins after 30 days. So then it's a parallel to our Gemara. The whole chiyuv atalish u'ula is never chayiv in tzitzis min haTorah. It's only chayiv midirabanan after 30 days mishum marisayin. So it's the same as the mezuzah. If you rent an apartment min haTorah, you never chayiv in mezuzah because it's not shalcha. It's only midirabanan after 30 days. So that's what Tosafot says. What are you going to tell me that the both gemaras are based on the assumption that just like stam halvoa, when I lend money to someone, it's assumed he has the right to keep it for 30 days. So when I make, I lend someone a talus, he has a right to use it for 30 days. And when I rent an apartment also, he has a right to use it for 30 days. That they said by the apartment, for sure, they think it's not correct. The Gemara chaps on 30 days. Less than 30 days is no marisayin. More than 30 days, there is a marisayin, but it doesn't necessarily imply that stam schiris is 30 days. The Tosafot thinks that it doesn't. The talus she'ula also doesn't necessarily imply that stam she'ela shloshim yom. They think that it's not correct.
But then, what's the makar to have it to be makar the first day if I already signed a lease for over 30 days?
Right, some rishonim say that the only time you say up until 30 days, even midirabbanan, you're not mechuyev. That's if you don't know day by day, you're deciding whether how long you're going to stay. But if from day number one you already know you're going to stay for longer, you already made up that you're going to stay for more than 30 days. So then a group of Rishonim and Acharim hold you mechuyev right away.
Doesn't Leiter Shachs give a different reason for the schiris of bias that you can't be thrown out, therefore it's not...
No, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So Tosis there in Menachos, Daf Mem Dalet, raises another possibility that maybe the 30-day grace period by the tzitzis is not the same as the 30-day grace period by the mezuzah. So by the tzitzis, they say less than 30 days is not marisayin. More than 30 days is a marisayin. People would think that you're violating the mitzvah. But less than 30 days, I wear a four-corner garment without tzitzis, so there'll be toilah. He probably borrowed it. Probably he's a religious person. He probably borrowed the talis from someone else, and it's not his, so he's not mechuyev. More than 30 days, there'll be a problem of a marisayin. But by the mezuzah, Tosafot there gives an alternate pshat. Maybe the Yoylam, if you rent an apartment from someone else, you mechuyev mezuzah min haTorah. But the Gemara says, you're only mechuyev mezuzah if you have a diras keva. If you only live a diras arai in an apartment, then you're not chayev mezuzah. So maybe this is the vort. If I buy a house and I buy an apartment and I live in my apartment, that's a diras keva. But if I'm renting, so if it's less than 30 days, then it's called diras arai. If you're renting for more than 30 days, then it's called diras keva. Where do you have such a thing that 30 days plays a role to be kaveh, whether it's diras keva, diras arai? So Tosafot quotes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin and in Baba Basra. Sometimes, if the person lives in the city for 30 days, benegat to some dinim is considered a citizen of the city, and sometimes it depends on living in this location for 12 months. That's what the Paskim talk about. There is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah, right? There's a mitzvah in HaTorah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the mitzvah is really to live permanently in Eretz Yisrael. What if a person visits Eretz Yisrael briefly and he visits Eretz Yisrael and he moves back to Chutz Lord? So has he fulfilled a partial Kiyam HaMitzvah? So the Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Erev Shabbos has a Machlokes Achrayim about that. Because the din is you're not supposed to go. We learned it when we learned Erevin. You're not supposed to start a boat trip Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, for different reasons, because he may be seasick, may be throwing up on Shabbos, or because he may have to be Mechal the Shabbos. There are different explanations that the Rishonim gave on that Gemara in the first Perek in Erev. So it says in the Gemara, you're not allowed to go on a boat trip within the last 3 days before Shabbos, unless you're going with the Dvar Mitzvah. So what's an example of a Dvar Mitzvah? He's going to move to Eretz Yisrael. So if he's going on Aliyah, that's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So he's allowed to start his journey on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's okay. So that's in Hilchas Erev Shabbos, in Shulchan Aruch, they have this din. So the Magen Avraham says, what if he's going to visit Eretz Yisrael, planning to move back to America? He's just going to go for the summer. So is that, do you say that's also a partial mitzvah? The mitzvah B'Shleimu says to live permanently in Eretz Yisrael, and to visit Eretz Yisrael is a partial mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham quotes one opinion. Yes, that the Gemara says, V'chiper admosai amoy, the concluding pasuk in Shiras Hazinu. So the Pasha Pshat in the pasuk is, the Parsha there, the Shiras Hazinu, Moshe Rabbeinu describes a big holocaust that's going to occur to the Jewish people. And everyone will say, V'yamar e'elokeimot. Where was God when all of this was happening? That's exactly what happened during the Holocaust. Everybody said, where was God? And then the pasuk says, it'll be over, and the Jews will return to Eretz Yisrael. V'chiper adnosai amoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease his nation. That's what HaKamas HaMedina took place after the Shoah, and the Jewish people is in the process of being restored. V'chiper admasa. V'chiper means Lashon Pius, to be mefais. God will appease his land, Eretz Yisrael, God will appease his nation. That's the Pashup Shah. So the Gemara, the end of Ksubis, has an additional level of interpretation on the Pasuk. V'chiper admasa amai. Eretz Yisrael gives atonement for the Jewish people. That if a Jewish person walks Dalai Lamas in Eretz Yisrael, and if he does tshuva, and he walks Dalai Lamas in Eretz Yisrael, gets a mechilas avoinus. If he does tshuva, if he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't get any mechilas avoinus. But if you do tshuva and you walk Dalai Lamas in Eretz Yisrael, then you get mechilas avoinus. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Achronim and say, you see, from that Gemara, just hamahalach Dalai Lamas b'Eretz Yisrael, avonos of dimcholim, because v'chiper admosai amoi adama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is adama, will be mechapa, will atone for the Jewish people. So you see that there's a partial mitzvah if you live in Eretz Yisrael even for a short period of time. So Achronim have a machlokes, how short a period of time? So some say Dalai Lamas, he gets off of the plane, he walks Dalai Lamas, goes back on the plane, and he leaves right away. He walked Dalai Lamas, he has partial credit, has a partial kiyama mitzvah. And others say no, but the Gemara said in Bava Basra in the first Perek that there is a significance to living in a location for 30 days. If he lives in Eretz Yisrael for 30 days, then it has a partial kiyama mitzvah. If he lives for less than 30 days, there isn't even a partial kiyama mitzvah. And others disagree and say no. The Gemara says, when he gets to other dinim, he has to live in the location for 12 months to be considered one of the Bnei Ha'ir. So if one stays in Eretz Yisrael for a whole year, then he has a partial kiyama mitzvah. That's called diras keva. Less than a year is not. Let's say a person is going to tour to visit Eretz Yisrael, and he has an option of either staying for less than a month or more than a month. So according to some poskim, if he stayed less than a month, there isn't even a partial kiyama mitzvah. So if it's possible, he should make his ticket to stay for slightly more than a month. Well, let's say a person is taking a sabbatical, he's going to Eretz Yisrael for a year. So he can either make the ticket to stay there for slightly less than a year or slightly more than a year. So do it for slightly more than a year, because according to some poskim, there's only a partial kiyama mitzvah if you live in Eretz Yisrael for a year. Kohelis.
Kohelis.
Valkyrie.
Yes. Ace mil kolor, the ace shalom. You don't have a lamed. So today with this peace, we have people going to Israel and coming back. I have a daughter who's here now. So shalom.
We hope it'll be shalom. Okay. Okay. So Taisus Nachmal. So Taisus has in Menachas, Daf Mem Dalet, Taisus has two interpretations in the Gemara. Why is it that if you rent a house for less than 30 days, you're not chayv in mezuzah? You rent for more than 30 days, you are chayv in mezuzah. So the first pshat in Taisus there is that it's parallel to the Talah Shu'ula, that when you rent an apartment, Minator, you never chayv in mezuzah. Because it says, Ulisha Rechel has to belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, you never chayiv. But after 30 days,
if I rent out the apartment to somebody else,
you get
more than
30
days, am I still mechayiv even though it's my apartment?
No. If the apartment belongs to me, but I don't use it, it's not my obligation. Let's say, if you have a landlord... Yeah, you can rent an apartment without a mezuzah. Rav Moshe Feinstein has like this. Let's say I have an apartment, I have a guest room. I have two guest rooms. One guest room for Jewish guests, and have sidurim and chumashim, have svarim there. Then I have one guest for non-Jewish business associates. They sleep in that room. So that room is miyuchad for non-Jews. And I never use that room. So do I have to put a mezuzah in that room? I never use the room. And the people who, the guests who stay there are always non-Jews. So Rav Moshe says, no, but that's my hishtamshus. I'm using the apartment because my guests are staying there.
The whole apartment is your problem. That's just my problem. I mean, you can't divide up an apartment and say, this room, yeah, and this room, it is.
No, you can't divide up. Let's say I have a big apartment. I have two apartments. I have up to something like 14 rooms. So let's say we have a room that we never use. We don't have such a room, but we would have a room that we never use. If I have a house with 100 rooms, and 90 rooms I don't use. So the rooms that you don't use are not chayv in mezuzah. Even though it's part of the same apartment, you're not chayv in mezuzah. But if a landlord rents out, let's say a Jewish landlord owns an apartment building, and he rents out the apartments, the tenants who rent the apartment have to pay rent whether they move in or they don't move in. They pay for the right to use the apartment. So the fact that they move in, that's not the hishtamshus of the landlord. The landlord's hishtamshus is they paid for the right to use the apartment, but they have to pay the rent whether they actually use the apartment or don't use the apartment. So when they actually use the apartment, that's not the hishtamshus of the landlord, that's the hishtamshus of the tenant. That's why the landlord is not mechuyev to put mezuzahs. But if you have, let's say, Rav Moshe has, if you have a nursing home, so he says you only charge, and let's say you have a nursing home and non-Jewish patients there in the nursing home, but you only charge for the day when the people are there. When the people are not there, you don't charge. So if the nursing home is owned by a Jew, he's mechuyev to put mezuzahs on every door, even though all the people are using the nursing home are non-Jews. But that's his ishtamshus. The patients are paying by the day when they're there. When they're not there, they don't pay. It's not like a landlord rents an apartment in his building. He has a right to charge rent whether the tenant moves in or doesn't move in. The tenant has to pay for the right to use the apartment. But in a nursing home, you only pay if you're actually there. The Moshe thinks that that's the hishtamshus of the owner of the nursing home, that the people are there. So even if they're nochrim, the owner of the nursing home would be mechuyev to put mezuzahs on all the rooms. That's his ishtamshus. Yep. That's his ishtamshus. Again, so the Tosfos there, Menachos, has two versions.
As far as I know, the Vinegar Nex Israel is they don't have 30 days to put up the mezuzah. They're immediately you consider it to be a
Tosfos. Right, that's what the Gemara says there, Menachos, that Tosfos, Hasech HaBayis B'chutz L'Aretz, is potter for 30 days. Hasech HaBayis B'Eretz Yisrael is chayv right away, Mishim Yushev Eretz Yisrael. Unless it's a hotel, that says in Shulchan Aruch, if it's a hotel, so then everybody knows that it's not mine. So even in Eretz Yisrael, you're not chayv mezuzah right away. Yeah, what does that mean? Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So Pasha Pshat, you learn, because it's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so even if you only live there for one day, that's called the Diras Keva. A shtikl diras keva. That's the pasha pshat. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi and the Gemara has a little unusual interpretation. Rashi has like this: I went there for 2 weeks in the summertime, less than 30 days. Let's say 3 weeks. So if you tell me I'm not chayv in mezuzah, it'll be very easy for me to pack up and come back to America. But if they tell me I have to invest $100 to put up a mezuzah, this may tip the scale. This will cause me to decide to stay in Eretz Yisrael. So Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Rashi, that's how Rashi says. Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael does mean that when you don't look in Rashi, everybody would naturally say, Pshat, and Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to live there, so that's called the Diras Kevin, even if you're only there for a day, even if you're only there for a week. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, if you make him invest money and pay to put a mezuzah, he may decide to live there longer in order not to lose the mezuzah, because when you leave, you have to leave the mezuzah there. So he's going to have Rachmanis, he invested $100 here. But yes, it sounds a little funny. He spent $1,000 to get there. He's going to stay in Eretz Yisrael because of the $100 mezuzah. So that sounds a little funny. So again, this is a fundamental machlokes.
So
that Taisus has two pshat, the mezuzah after 30 days is a chiyuv min haTorah, because after 30 days, if I buy an apartment and I live there, day number one, it's diras keva. If I rent an apartment, it's only called diras keva after 30 days. Within 30 days, it's diras haroi. But after 30 days, it's mechuyev min haTorah because it's diras keva. Or do you say no? It says, echsavtem al zeh beisecho. Min haTorah has to belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, you're not mechuyev at all min haTorah. And the whole chiyuv is only mederabanan, mishum marasai, in parallel to the tzitzis. That the tzitzis and the talo shu'ula, you never chayiv min haTorah. The whole chiyuv is only mederabanan, mishum marasai. So these are the two pshatim that the Tosfos has. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva where he writes, there is a discussion in the Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. Do we say schiris kanya or you say schiris lo kanya? When you rent a horse to go horse riding, or you rent an apartment to live in the apartment, do you say that the apartment belongs to me in a certain sense? Or no, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the landlord. I have the right to use it. Schiris lo kanya. When I rent the horse, do you say the horse belongs to me with respect to the right to use it? Or no, the horse belongs to the owner of the horse, and I have a right to use the horse. So the Gemara says, Schiris lo kanya. How do you know? Because if a kohen rents a horse, a kohen is permitted to eat truma, and the behemoth are kohen. You're permitted to feed truma to behemoth's kohen. You're not allowed to feed truma to a different behemoth. The behemoths are not Jewish. So what's the avera? No, but you're not allowed to destroy truma. You're not allowed to get hanor shel kilui from truma. So you're not allowed to take truma, just burn it or throw it out in the garbage, or feed it to behema shel hefkar, feed it to behema that belongs to a nochri. It's permissible to feed truma to behema's koyin. So what if a koyin rents a horse from a non-koyin? Is he permitted to feed truma to the behema? So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. So you see, that's chiras lo kanya. It's not considered that I rented the horse for a day, so I'm the owner of the horse. It's not called behemoth's kohen. So then the Gemara says the same is true regarding renting an apartment. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, that's where it comes up there. There's a pasuk Chumash that reads, in Chumash Dvarim, L'savisa eva el beisecho, v'hayisa cherem kamo. You're not permitted to allow an Avodah Zarah to be brought into your apartment. Let's say I have a goyish worker who's fixing something in my apartment on Chalamay Pesach, and he comes in with his chametz dikah sandwich. So that's not my geschäft, it's not my problem. Bal Yiroh doesn't apply. If the chametz doesn't belong to me, so there's no Bal Yiroh. So let's say the nochri comes in the middle of the year to fix something in my apartment, and he comes in with a getchke that he worships, not stam. Usually today, the nochrim go around with a tzelem, so the tzelem reminds them of Yashke. But they don't actually deify the tzelem. Let's say years ago, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to bow down, they used to worship, they used to pray to the tzelem itself. So if a nochri comes into my house and he brings in his Avodah Zarah, even though temporarily, I have to ask him to leave it outside. That's the pasuk in the Chumash. You're not permitted to allow an Avodah Zarah to Eva, means an Avodah Zarah to be brought into your apartment. So the Gemara raises a question, what if I'm going to, Mishnah says, what if I rent, a Jew rents an apartment to a Nachri? Is that, and the landlord is Jewish, he knows that the Nachri is going to bring in an Avodah Zarah. Am I permitted to rent the apartment to the Nachri in the first place, knowing that he's going to bring in an Avodah Zarah or not? Do you say it's still called Beisecha of the landlord? No, but he's renting it to the tenants. And maybe I should say, Schiris Kanya is Beiso Shel HaNachri. So the Nachri is bringing in the Avodah Zarah. Let's say I sell an apartment to a Nachri. After I sell, it's his apartment, it's not mine. So I know he's going to bring in an Avodah Zarah, but that's not my violation. So if I rent an apartment to a Nachri, he's renting it. So maybe it's called Beiso Shel HaNachri. So the Gemara points out that the Mishnah says not so. That the landlord who rents the apartment to the Nachri is in violation of Lo Savi Seivel Beisecha, because Chiris Lo Kanya, because when you rent an apartment to the tenant, the apartment basically still belongs to the landlord, and it's called Beisecha of the landlord. It's not called Beisecha of the tenant. That's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. That's Schiras Lo Kanya. So the Tosfos there, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes in a tshuva that that's why Tosfos is of the opinion. That's why the Shulchan Aruch has adopted this opinion that a rented apartment is never chayv in mezuzah min haTorah even after 30 days. It's only midrabbanan mishum arisayin. Why? Because the pasuk says if Safta Malzuz is Beisecha, has to be Beisecha. I bet I rented it. No, but I rented a part in Schiris Lokanya. It's called Beiso of the landlord. It's not called Beiso of the tenant. It's called Beiso of the landlord. So that's why the landlord is not Mechuyiv and Mezuzah. He doesn't live there. And the tenant is not Mechuyiv and Mezuzah Menatar because it's not called Beisecha. That's what Rabbi Kivega points out. That why has the Shulchan Aruch accepted that opinion from Tosfos that a rent an apartment is only with the Rabbanon after 30 days only with the Rabbanon Shemar Sayin, because the pasuk says Chsavtam Amzuzes Beisecha and Schiris Lokanya. That's what he adds on Schiris Lokanya. So then Rav Shach adds on the following comment. The Pashta says that he's right. He adds on the following. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof writes that the practice in the days of the Balei HaTosfos was that they would rent apartments to non-Jews, knowing in advance that when a baby is born, they're going to bring in a Yozel. When someone dies, they're going to bring in a Yoshke. On December 25th, they're going to bring in a Yoshke. There are certain seasons of the years, or certain occasions, when they would bring in a Dovish al Avodazar that they would deify, not Stam, a picture of Yoshke, a Tzelem. They would bring in something that they're going to worship, and they would deify. So Tosa says, how do you explain this practice? Isn't it against the Mishnah? Mishnah says, the landlord is in violation of L'Savi Seva al-Beisecha because Chivas Lokanya. So Tosis explains based on the Gemara in the end of Bava Metzia. Gemara says in Bava Metzia that if the landlord rents me an apartment and then the landlord's house collapses and he has nowhere to live, so the landlord has a right to evict the tenant from the apartment because basically it's the landlord's apartment. He rented it to the tenant because he doesn't need the apartment. But the minute the landlord's house burnt down, he has a right to evict the tenant. A question there about the details. But basically, that's what it says in the Gemara. So Tosfos says that Bizman HaZeh, the Balei HaTosfos lived in Europe and France and Germany. Bizman HaZeh, we follow Dina de Malchusa, that the landlord cannot evict the tenant. Even if the landlord's house collapses and burns down, he cannot evict them. So Tosfos says, when do you say Schiris Lokanya in the days of the Gemara, that the landlord has a right to evict the tenant if he really needs the apartment, and then you say Schiris Lokanya. Well, behind Bizman HaZeh, everybody follows Din in the Machusa, that the landlord cannot evict the tenant, so Bizman HaZeh, the Din is that Schiris Kanya Lahokel. Tosfos says, you make on an Issa Deraisa, the landlord is permitted to rent the apartment to a Nochri, knowing in advance the Nochri is going to bring in a Getchke. It's permissible because it's not called Beisecha of the landlord, it's called Beisecha of the tenant. So that's where Rav Shach Tain is in a Sefer, the Shach in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, adopts that position of Tesis Halacha Lamaisa. That it's permissible, Bizman HaZeh, to rent an apartment to a Nochri, even though you know he's going to bring in Avodah Zarah, because Schiris Kanya. So Rav Shach Tain, if he says Schiris Kanya to be Mekel on a Din D'Oraisa, he should certainly say Schiris Kanya to be Machmir. So if you rent an apartment, you should be Mechuyiv and Mezuzah min HaTorah. Because Rabbi Kivega said the whole reason why a rented apartment is not Chayiv min HaTorah because Beisecho, but I rented the apartment. So Rabbi Kivega says, yeah, but Schiris lo Kanya. But Bizman HaZeh, we say Schiris is Kanya. So it is called Beisecho. So you should be Mechuyiv min HaTorah and a Mezuzah. So that's what Rav Shach says, you no longer have the grace period of 30 days. Even if you rent an apartment for less than 30 days, you should be Mechuyiv min HaTorah to put a mezuzah from day number one. That's his taina. I thought it was right.
Is a hotel the same as here?
Hotel, I think they can switch you to a different room. They can always switch you to a different room. If it's as nice as the first room, no?
Yeah.
As long as it's not inferior to the first room. So hotels, for sure, you don't say Schiris Kanya. Because they can always switch you to a different room. That's the Gemara in Erevin has like that. That people who rent a room in a hotel, they don't ask around the other people. You don't need an Erevin Chatzeres there because the hotel owner can always switch them from one room to the other. So that's not called a kinyan at all. Yeah. So this is a fundamental topic, whether mezuzah after 30 days is a chiyuv min HaTorah, a chiyuv min HaRabbanan. And then Rav Shach Tain is that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens mezuzah after 30 days only with the Rabbanan, and HaTorah never chayv, he says that was only Bizman HaGemara, that the din was that schiris kanya, but schiris lo kanya. But Bizman said that schiris is kanya because the landlord cannot evict the tenant if his house collapses. Then Rabbi Kevega wants to say that the chiyuv mezuzah should be minatari right away from day number one. So now Tosis raises a new shaila. What's a din after 10 lines into the Tosis? What's a din? I borrow. Someone bought a brand new talis from the store and he didn't put in the tzitzis yet. So then someone else said, I have an old talis, I have a lot of tanaisim at home. So the fellow asked me, can he borrow my talis without that? I say, fine, I'll lend you the talis. So we say, he's not mechuyev to put in tzitzis for the first 30 days. What if he decides he is going to put in the tzitzis? If he puts in the tzitzis and he's not mechuyev until after 30 days, at least bizman ha-gemara, so does he say a bracha or not? You're not even mechuyev mid-rabbanan. We recite the bracha bichas hamitzvah when we fulfill a mitzvah deraisa, or when we fulfill a mitzvah midirabbanim. Even by a mitzvah midirabbanim, we say with a straight face, Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivanu. Even though the Rabban Shalom didn't command us to fulfill the mitzvah derabbanim, but the Gemara says he still say v'tzivanu on a mitzvah derabbanim. But here it's not even a mitzvah midirabbanim to put a mezuzah within 30 days, or to put tzitzis within 30 days. I borrowed a talis that doesn't have any tzitzis. Someone bought a talis from the store, he didn't begin to put in the tzitzis yet. I borrowed the talis, and within 30 days, I decided I want to put on tzitzis. I'm not mechuyev minatar, I'm not mechuyev minderabbanan. But if I put on the tzitzis, and now it is a talis, and if I would have had it for more than 30 days, I would have been mechuyev. So it doesn't make sense. He's volunteering to do a mitzvah that he's not mechuyev to do. So Tosfos says, that ought to be the same as women. A woman volunteers to shake a lulav. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that you do say a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the women do say a bracha. The Ashkenazim follow the Rabbeinu Tam. The Sfardim, right? Even though it sounds like it's false, Shekhoshanim says, Vitz Ivanu. How can you say Vitz Ivanu? It's not true. The Rabbeinu Tam holds no. It's true that the women have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael as the men. Kedushanim and Tzoyos have the same level as the men. And Kedushas Yisrael, by definition, means that you're mechuyev to do mitzvahs. So every word that they said is true. Kedushanim v'mitzvahs v'tzivanu. They left out part of the story. V'tzivanu, but if I don't want to, I don't have to. But that's not, that part is not relevant. Ain't a mitzvah v'yosei, right. So that's the shaila. The Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that women, even though they're not mechuyev to do the zman grammas, they're permitted to recite the bracha. And the Rabbeinu Tam proves it. Tosfos quotes the Raya from Rabbi Yosef. It says on the right-hand margin of the Tosfos, Kiddushin Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. That's where this appears. Rabbi Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. He was blind. So the Gemara has a Machloikas HaTanoim where the Summa is Chai B'mitzvahs or Summa is Potam and HaMitzvahs. So Rabbi Yosef says, I wish the din would be that Summa is Potam min HaMitzvahs, and I'm volunteering all the mitzvahs, so I deserve more reward. Because I'm an Eina Mitzvah V'yoseh. I went Lifnei Meshuras HaDin, so I deserve more reward. So he says, Mandu Amali Halacha K'Rab Yudah, if someone will tell me the din is like the Tana Rab Yudah who says that a Summa is not Chai V'mitzvahs, Yom HaSumma Potam min HaMitzvahs, Avidna Yom HaTavah L'Rabbon, I'll make a party for all the Talmidim in Yeshiva, because I'm doing the mitzvahs and I deserve more reward because I'm an Einim Mitzvah V'yos. Then the Gemara says, no, but we don't accept that. We hold that the one who's Mitzvah V'yos gets more schar than the Godel HaMitzvah V'yos and M'mish Einim Mitzvah V'yos. So then Rabbi Yosef said, okay, if that's the case that you get more rewards, I hope the din will be that it's only Chai V'mitzvahs because I'm doing the mitzvahs and I'd like to get more reward. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos poses a question. What did he say originally? I hope the din is that a summa is potam in a mitzvah, and since I'm volunteering the mitzvahs anyways, I'm going to get more reward. But he didn't feel bad. He's not saying any brachas. If a summa is potam in a mitzvah, how can he say, Asher kereshanu b'mitzvah, so v'tzivonu, if it's not true? It's not v'tzivonu. And the Gemara says, Hai man de boy lemevi chasidu. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, one who wants to be a chassid, so there are three suggestions, what should he be careful about? So one Amora says, l'kai mili de brachas, he should be careful about reciting brachas. One says, l'kai mili de nezikin, let him be careful not to be mopsed someone else's money. That's more important than brachas, bein adam l'amokim. And the third one says, l'kai mili de ovis, let him observe pirkei ovis, bein adam le'atzmo. That's what the Vilna Gaon points at, that people think that there are only two categories of mitzvahs, but Adam Lamakim, Adam Machavera, there are really three categories. Mila de Brachas has been Adam Lamakim, reciting Brachas. Mila de Nezikin has been Adam Machavera. Mila de Ovis, Pirkei Ovis, that's been Adam Liatzma. A person has an obligation to preserve his Tzelem Alekim. Kadosh Baruch Hu created everybody but Tzelem Alekim. And he commanded us for halachta bedrachov, you should imitate the ways of God, means you should preserve your tzelem alekim, not to make believe that you are someone whom you aren't. You get a nervous breakdown if you crack yourself up to be somebody whom you aren't. No, we all have tzelem alekim, but halachta bedrachov, we should preserve our tzelem alekim by going in the ways of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Gemara says. Haiman de boilem evi chasid de kai mili de brachas. So Tosfos says, if Rav Yosef was blind, then he's not chayv in mitzvahs. He loses all the brachas. So what does he say? I hope the din is like Rav Yehuda, the Tana Rav Yehuda, that is sumas potam in a mitzvah. Sumas potam in a mitzvah. So what are you saying, brachas? You can't say kedushanam b'mitzvah, so it's ivon if you're not mechuyim. So Tosfos says, it would seem from that Gemara, that even if a sumas potam in a mitzvah, but he's allowed to say a bracha, because he does have a kedushas Yisrael. He does have a kedushas Yisrael. Let's say a cherish out of a cotton is not mechuyev in mitzvahs. So a cherish out of a cotton doesn't have a kedushas Yisrael. They have a kedushas Yisrael. They're not b'nei das, so they're not mechuyev in mitzvahs. One of the achrayim writes, "You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save the life of a cherish out of a cotton." That's just ridiculous. A child before bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save his life. It's ridiculous. Of course, you're mechal Shabbos. They have a kedushas Yisrael, the same as everybody else. They're not mechuyev in mitzvahs. So suma has the same Kedushas Yisrael as everybody else, same as the women. The women have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael as the men. Attempt to Yulim, Kosayim Alevei Siyankiv, Sagi Levinei Yisrael, tell the women, tell the men. Kosayim Alevei Siyankiv is the women. Sagi Levinei Yisrael, tell the men. Attempt to Yulim, Amlechas Koinu, Vigoy Kadosh. So Moshe Feinstein writes in his Chuvus, in his Sefer, you see from the Poshet, Pshat in the Pasuk, that the men and the women have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael, there is no such thing as abstract Kedusha. In modern Hebrew, they call it Kedusha artilois, just abstract, naked, bare Kedusha. Kedusha means Kedushanu b'mitzvaysav, it's Ivano. So the women have the same level of Kedusha as the men, means the mechuyev in the same mitzvah, except that if the women don't want to, they don't have to fulfill the mitzvah sesh as mangrama. But the level of Kedusha that they have is the same level as the men. So that's what Tosfos says, it must be the Summa is the same thing. The Summa has a Kedushas Yisrael, even if you hold these potam in a mitzvah. It's like a cherish out to be cut in his potam. But he still has a Kedushas Yisrael. So that's probably why Rabbi Yosef was able to recite the brachas. He wasn't worried about the brachas. Unless you're dingzach, Tosfos writes in Kiddush, unless you're dingzach and you say that the Summa is potam in a mitzvah min ha-Torah, but min the Rabbanon he is chayv in mitzvahs. So if the Rabbanon is chayv in mitzvah, of course he says a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah tzvah. You say a bracha, whether you're mechuyev ben haTorah, mechuyev ben the Rabbanon. But basically, that's the Rabbeinu Tam's raya. Mida ashkechan Rabbi Yosef. You see, the Rabbi Yosef isn't worried if the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, that the Summa is potam mikol ha-mitzvahs. He was going to throw a party, that his Eina Mitzvah V'yosin is getting more schar, and he's not worried about the fact he can't say brachas. Obviously, he is able to say brachas. So the Rabbeinu Tam understood from that if a woman volunteers to shake a lulav, a woman volunteers to listen to tkiyas, to sit in sukkah, she can also say a bracha. So this is shaila, does it carry over here? If I borrow the talis from someone else, just for Shabbos, I borrow the talis on Thursday, I need a talis on Shabbos, but it doesn't have any tzitzis in it, so I'm not mechuyev to put tzitzis in, but I'm going to stand there in the shul with a talis without any tzitzis, and people are going to laugh at me. So I want to put in tzitzis. I don't want to look like a meshugana. I'm married, so I want to wear a talis. I don't have a talis. I want to borrow some. I borrow a talis, doesn't have any tzitzis. So I want to put in tzitzis. But you're not even mechuyev in the rabbanon to put in tzitzis if it's tosh shloshim yom. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam Shaila. Can he say a bracha or not? So Rabbeinu Tam says, not the same as what I said. I said that a suma can say a bracha and a woman can say a bracha because she's shaking a lulav. The men are mechuyev to shake a lulav. So the woman's an eina mitzvah v'yaisa. She's doing the mitzvah that a man is mechuyev to do. So she has a kedushas Yisrael, the same level as the men, so it's every word in the bracha fits in. But if you're going to have a talashul, a tosh shloshim yom, no one is mechuyev. Absolutely no one is mechuyev. It's not that some people are mechuyev and others not, and I'm volunteering to do as an eina mitzvah v'yaisa, but the other person is mechuyev to do. No one is mechuyev me'ikar adin to put tzitzis on a talashul, a tosh shloshim yom. So Tosfos thinks that is not the same as the Rabbein and Tam, you should not say a bracha. But then they conclude, kol adam poter, and then he writes, v'afal pichein hamavarach lo hefsid. But if you do say a bracha, is nish gefelach. First he argues out the case. What? First he argues out that it's not the same as women, not the same as Suma. Because Suma is volunteering a mitzvah, shake a lulav, and we're tefillin the same as everybody else shakes a lulav and wears tefillin. And women are volunteering to shake a lulav, the men are mechuyev to shake a lulav. But here no one is mechuyev to put tzitzis on a tal shulah tal shloshim el. So you can't, how can you say v'tzivonu? No one's mechuyev, not mechuyev in a Torah, not mechuyev in the Rabbanon. No one's mechuyev. And then he concludes, v'afal pichein, I'm baruch lo hifsid. Nish gefelach. If you say a baruch, it's nish gefelach. Why is nish gefelach? He just argued out why it's not so.
Because
he's wearing the... So Rav Soloveitchik once gave a yortzeit drasha on this line in Tosfos. So he said like this. He explained, the Gemara Menachos has a machloikas with the clay kufso. I bought a talis from the store and I didn't put the tzitzis in yet. And it's sitting in the drawer. I don't need it. I don't need it. My talis that I wear is a nice clean talis. When the talis gets all worn out, then I'll switch to wear the new talis. So the Gemara has a machlokes with the clay kufsa, the arba kamfis in the drawer, a chayovim kufsa is in the drawer. Is it chayvin tzitzis or is it not chayvin tzitzis? What's the machlokes? The Gemara words it, do you say tzitzis is chayvas gavra, only when the person is wearing it? Or you say tzitzis chayvas mona. Mona means the kli. The beged is mechuyev. If you possess a four corner garment, you're mechuyev to put tzitzis whether you wear it or not. So the Gemara says we paskin chayvas gavra. The mitzvah of tzitzis is only when you wear it. If you're not wearing it, you're not mechuyev. The klei kufsa are not chayav in tzitzis. So Rav Soloveitchik showed that a lot of rishonim say that tzitzis is chayvas mona. Tzitzis is chayvas habeged. In Shulchan Aruch they quote the Rishonim say, if I'm wearing a talis, then I put on another talis, I have to say another brach on the second one. Why? So they say that tzitzis is chayvas mon. Every time I put on another beged, I'm chayv to wear another one. Let's say half an hour. If I plan to put on 10 talisim b'zach hazeh, they say one brach and you put on the 10 talisim. But if you put on one talis now, and then you wait an hour later, then you put on another talis, even though you're still wearing the first talis, so you say brach on the second talis. Then he wait another half hour, another hour, he put on the third talis. Each time he put on another talis and another bracha, because the Rishonim have an expression, tzitzis is chayvas mon. Every beggar is mechuyev. But we don't, why do they use that expression, chayvas mon? But we don't paskin like that. We paskin chayvas gavra. So Rav Soloveitchik developed the following theme. He said that the mitzvah tzitzis appears in the Chumash in two different places. Appears in Bamidbar, appears in Dvarim. So he says they're both correct. Tzitzis, there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, then there's a mitzvah to have tzitzis on a four-corner garment that I possess. But the Gemara has a machlekes, klei kufsa, if the beged is in the drawer, maybe it doesn't have a shame beged if you're not wearing it. Remember, it's only gedilim tasa lecho, alar bakamfas ksuscha asher techasebo. If you're not wearing the beged, it doesn't have a shame beged, but it gets tzitzis. Has a shame beged, it's mekabel tumah. Odom Mikalim, there are four categories of things that are Mekabal. Odom Mikalim, Ochlam, and Mashkin. So, Begodim are Mekabal Tumi, even if you're not wearing them. If I have a stack of clothes in the drawer or in the closet that I'm not wearing, so the Begodim are Chayiv and Tzitzis, even though I'm not wearing them, even though I haven't worn them for years. But Benegat, the Chayiv Tzitzis, so that was the Machlaikis in the Gemara. Does the Beged have a Shein Beged only when you wear it, Asher Techasaba, even when you don't wear it? So we paskin when you're not wearing the beged, it doesn't have a shame beged. Only when you're wearing it, it has a shame beged. But then when you wear it, so there's a double fulfillment. I'm wearing tzitzis, and I have tzitzis on the garment that belongs to me, and it has a shame beged because I'm wearing it. So what's an afkemina? So he said, we have the minig, maybe it's not correct, our minig is, when you put on a talis, he said, bracha lehisatef b'tzitzis. Why do you say l'sateif? Because it covers over the whole body and you put it over your head when you say the bracha, you do atifa. So that's called levisha. In the days of Matan Torah, when the Torah was given, that's the way the average person used to wear a garment, a big sheet, and he wore it over his head, you did atifa. So the one opinion, the Marach Arzarua, the son of Rabbein Yitzchak Arzarua, Chaim Arzarua, the son of the Riyaz, so he writes in his Chuvas, he thinks that you're only mechuyev in tzitzis with a beged that you wear batifa, because in the days of Matan Torah, that was the normal way to wear a beged. So we're machmer for that opinion. So you only say bracha the sata betzitzis when you put on the talis and you do atifa. Choshes for the opinion of the Maracha Zerua that if you don't have atifa, you're not chay. What if a person puts on an arba kamfas? He wakes up in the morning. He's going to go to shul 2 hours later. He wakes up in the morning, puts on an arba kamfas. So then the meaning is that you say al mitzvahs tzitzis. How can we don't say lehis satay betzitzis? Because you're not doing an atifa. You're not doing the whole rigmarole. So what are you saying? The bracha al mitzvahs tzitzis. What's the compromise? So it's a problem in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Soloveitchik said he thinks that this is the pshat. He says, Levisha, there are two mitzvahs in tzitzit, two parshas in the Chumash. One mitzvah is to wear tzitzit. So the mitzvah to wear is only if you're wearing it batifa. So when you wear it batifa, then you say, Lehisateh b'tzitzit, you're fulfilling that mitzvah. But if you wear an arba kamfas, you're not doing atifa, so you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of wearing it, because Levisha in the days of Matan Torah meant atifa. But still, you're wearing the garment, so you're fulfilling the mitzvah of chayvas mana. Since you're wearing it, so it has a shame beged. If it's in the drawer, clay kufsa, not chayav mitzitzis, it doesn't have a shame beged benegat. It has a shame beged benegat to kabbalas tumah, but it doesn't have a shame beged benegat to mitzvah tzitzis. But once I am wearing it, I didn't do a maisa levisha, so you can't say the bracha lehisate betzitzis, because you're not fulfilling that parsha of the chayvas levisha tzitzis.
If you do what? In other words, the fact that I put tzitzis on an arba kamfas shows that I'm doing something.
Something is accomplished. Why? No, there's no avera to wear an arba kamfas without tzitzis. Tosfos shows from the Gemara
Yomis. Without tzitzis?
There's no avera, it's just you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But there's no avera. The Gemara says in Yevamos. This is proof in Leimar. Gemara says in Yevamos, Yesh kerech biad chachamim lakadav ben atar b'shei v'al tasa. The chachamim were authorized by the Torah to tell us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and not to bring a korban pesach if a non-Jew converts on erev pesach. Not to bring korban pesach, and not to whip, not to put in tzitzis in a four-corner garment that's made from linen. Even tzitzis with the rabbanon, they said you should not put in tzitzis because of exera the rabban. So the Gemara says, but only yesh kach b'achachamim lakadov min atar. The chacham were authorized by the Torah to tell us to violate mitzvahs, but only b'shevi al tasa, not to blow shofar and not to shake a lulav and not to put on tzitzis and not to bring korban pesach. But ein kach b'achacham, they don't have authorization lakadov min atar b'kum v'yaseh. The Rabbanim don't have authority to allow the Balabatim to drive to Shul on Shabbos. It does not pekuach nefesh. The Orthodox rabbis don't have that much authority. The Reformed rabbis have the Balabatim give them more authority. But the Orthodox rabbis, the Orthodox Balabatim don't give the rabbis so much authority. The rabbis don't have authority to be oka dov men atar bikum b'yaseh. So Taisus says, no, when the fellow puts on the arba kamfas that's made from linen, he's arven avera. So that's yesh koach laka bikum b'yaseh. So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara that putting on an arba kamfas that has no tzitzis is nishken avera. When you put it on, then you become mechayev to put in tzitzis, and that's called shev al tasa. They said, don't put on tzitzis, don't fulfill the mitzvah. But it's not called kumbi asay, because there is no iser to put on a four-corner garment without tzitzis. If you put it on and you won't put in the tzitzis, then you'll be mevatel a mitzvah. That's a bitl a mitzvah, b'shev al tasa. But that per se is not an avera, that you're putting on the garment without the tzitzis.
What if you have a thalus on the tzitzis and on your talus?
You're supposed to have thalus on every garment.
That's what I have.
Right, supposed to have. And if a person wears 10 talus, he's supposed to have thalus on all 10. Yes?
Right.
That is correct. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out like this. Our minig is that we say bracha when you wear a big talus, you recite a bracha lehisateif betzitzis. Why? Lehisateif means to do a maisa levisha. So we reserve that bracha for the big talus gadol, where you're doing a levisha, the same way they did levisha bizman matan Torah, they did atif. If you wear a talus cotton, you don't do an atifa. So we assume, not like the marach or zuro, you're not mukhiv in tzitzis at all. We assume there is an obligation to put in tzitzis, but that's only a chayvas mana. That's not a chayvas gabri. He's not doing a levisha because he didn't do an atifa. Bottom line, he's wearing it, so it has a shame beged. So the if I possess a beged, asher techasebo, that I'm wearing, I have to have tzitzis b'toras chayves mana, not b'toras chayves gavra, not doing a levisha. So that's why the meaning is that we say the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. You can't say lehisatev, you're not doing a levisha, you say al mitzvahs. So Rav Soloveitchik said, what's the din if I borrow someone else's talis? I get an aliyah, say, so borrow someone else's talis, I'm going to wear the talis for a few minutes. Or let's say, I get an aliyah, just going to wear it for 2 minutes. Maybe you don't say a bracha. Let's say, they want me to be the Baal Tefillah. So I'm going to wear the talis for an hour, to Dama Shachris. So I borrow someone else's talis for an hour. So that's quite a while. So do I say a bracha or not? So he said that his grandfather, Rab Chaim, his grandfather, Rab Chaim, recommended you should say al mitzvahs. What's up with al mitzvahs? But it's a talis gadol. So he said, the owner of the garment is yotze the chayvas mana when I wear it. I'm not yotze anything. I'm not yotze any mitzvah. I don't own the beged, but the one who owns the talis, who lent it to me, if the talis would be in the drawer klei kufsa when it's not being worn by anybody, not chayav mitzitzes. When somebody wears the beged, then it has a shame beged benegeh to the chayav mitzitzes. So when I wear his talis, he's in fulfillment of the mitzvah of chayvas mana. He's not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of the chayvas gavra. The chayvas gavra is to do a levisha. I'm doing the levisha. I'm not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Doesn't belong to me. The owner is not wearing it, so he's not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of levisha tzitzis, but he's in fulfillment of the mitzvah of chayvas mana, that he has tzitzis in the garment, the four corner garment that he possesses, that someone is wearing. So Tosfos says, if I borrow his talis and I put in tzitzis within 30 days, I wasn't mechuyev, but lemaisa I put in the tzitzis, I can say a bracha, he said, al mitzvah tzitzis, because the owner of the tzitzis is yotze the mitzvah. I'm not yotze anything. I'm not mechuyev menatar, I'm not mechuyev menarabonim. That's why Rabbi Natan says he probably should not say a bracha, not the same as nashim, who are going to shake a lulav. But then he concludes, afal pechen hamavarach lehipsid, I'm doing a maisa that enables the owner to fulfill the mitzvah of chayvas mana.
I mean, according to the Rav, though, then you misakin the bracha for an unmarried person, not appropriately. Because the whole time the person says just al mitzvah sits. Right? I mean, he's not married.
If he's only wearing
talis, you're not wearing a talis. Just put on a talis cover.
Right.
So you're not saying the bracha that you should say.
Well, he's not doing an atifa. He's not doing a maisa levishos.
So why couldn't he do it?
No, in Shulchan Aruch it says you should do an atifa on the talis cotton.
You should,
and then you should say lehisata b'tzitzis. But we don't do an. How can you do an atifa on a talis? Atifa means that it covers up so much of the body. You wear it over your head. It's highly unlikely. We don't have such big arba kamfas that you should be able to do an atifa. And Shulchan Aruch says that you should do an atifa on a talis cotton. You should say lehisata. But our minig is that we don't do that. So why do we say al mitzvahs? Because although we're not fulfilling the mitzvah of levishas tzitzis, because we're not doing a full-fledged levisha, but we are wearing the tzitzis, so it's called asher techasebo, so we're in fulfillment of the other parsha of tzitzis, agdilam tasa l'cho, the chayvas mana. So if I wear someone else's beged, he's in fulfillment of the mitzvah. I say the bracha, al mitzvah tzitzis, when I wear his talis, because I'm enabling him to fulfill his mitzvah. Let's say, someone doesn't feel well and he has to put mezuzahs on the doorpost. So yes, me, could you do me a favor? Nail on the mezuzahs. So when I put on the mezuzahs on his door, I'm doing a mitzvah gemilas chasadim. I'm doing a teva. Who's fulfilling the mitzvah mezuzah? The one who lives in the apartment. So when I put on the mezuzah, what bracha do I say? I say bracha shekadosham tzatzvanu ligmal chasadim im chaverim. You don't say a bracha on gemilas chasadim. You say a bracha lekvaya mezuzah. I'm not yotze the mitzvah kviyas mezuzah. The answer doesn't matter. I'm doing a maisa mitzvah which enables the owner of the house, the one who lives there, to fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah. I'm not yotze the mitzvah mezuzah. I'm yotze the mitzvah gemilas chesed.
Can the owner also say a bracha?
No.
Just like
no. The pashta says the owner cannot say a bracha.
Even if the owner is there.
Even if he's there.
I mean, he can't do it.
The pashta says the bracha. Right. The pashta says the bracha is only decided by the one who does the maisa mitzvah. There's a Magen Avraham says not so, and we don't follow. The Magen Avraham says if you move into an apartment that has mezuzahs already from the previous tenant, so you can't say a bracha lekvaya mezuzah. So you should say a bracha asher kedushanu b'mitzvah sabit simanu la dur ba bayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. He invented a new bracha. Kedushanu b'satzvanu ladur babay sheyesh b'mezuzah. So the Achrayim disagree with the Magen Avraham on two accounts. So one taina they argue is, he invented a new bracha. The brachas have to be composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. We don't find this nusach anywhere. So the Magen Avraham had no right to invent his own bracha. So the Magen Avraham holds, there's an Ishken taina. What do you mean the brachas have to be composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah? Whatever the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah formulated the nusach, and whatever the mitzvah is, like you put in a card in a machine, and you push the button, what mitzvah are you doing? And it prints out a bracha. So he's doing the bracha. Lo da babai sheyesh b'mezuzah. I'm not inventing a bracha. The bracha,
the format is there.
The format is there, and everything falls into place. So the Magen Avraham is not bothered at that time. But then the other poskim argue with the Magen Avraham on a second account. They say there is no such thing as a bracha unless you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. What do you mean? I live in a house that has a mezuzah. If I live in a house that has a mezuzah, I am mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah, but I didn't do a ma'aseh mitzvah. You don't say a bracha when you mekayim a mitzvah. You say a bracha when you do a ma'aseh mitzvah. See, they tell you there is no ma'aseh mitzvah. So Rab Chaim brings the raya from this. If I put on the mezuzahs on your house, I'm doing a mitzvah of gmilas chasadim, but I don't say a bracha ligmol chasadim im acherim. I say a bracha lekvoya mezuzah. You yaitze the mitzvah mezuzah. I'm not in fulfillment of the mitzvah, but I did the ma'aseh mitzvah of Kriyas HaMezuzah. So that's why I should say the bracha. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik read this line in Tosfos. If I borrow someone else's talis that has no tzitzis, and within 30 days you're not mechuyev to put in tzitzis, but I decide on my own, I want to wear the talis in shul on Shabbos. That's why I'm borrowing the talis. So the owner has no need to have the tzitzis. I ask him, I want to put tzitzis in. So I put in tzitzis within 30 days, not mechuyev ben atar, not mechuyev ben rabbanon, but nonetheless, so since not mechuyev at all, not mechuyev to say a bracha either. No one is mechuyev within 30 days. So then Tosfos says, no, afal pichen hamavarach lahifsid, tzidishken bracha levatola, why? Because by my wearing the talis with the tzitzis, I'm enabling the owner to fulfill his mitzvah of chayv asmana. He owns a four-cornered talis, which someone is wearing, asher techasabah, which has tzitzis. I said, that's what I explained. We don't pass on chayv esmana if it's klei kufsa, if the talis is in the drawer. But Soloveitchik quoted, the Beis Yosef quotes a lot of Rishonim that we do pass on chayv esmana. So it's against the Gemara. So he said, everybody agrees that there is a din chayv esmana. The Gemara has a machlokes, a beged that you're not wearing, does it have a shame beged or not? So that we pass on, it's not called a beged benegeh to tzitzis. When you get to Kabbalah's tomb, it is called the beged, even though no one is wearing it. When you get to Chiyuv Tzitzis, it's only called the beged. When someone is wearing it. So if someone else borrowed it and he's wearing it, I am, and has tzitzis, the owner of the beged is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Chayv Asmona. He's not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Chayv Asgavra. That means Levisha's tzitzis. I'm not wearing it. The one is wearing it and not yotze any mitzvah, because he doesn't own the talis, but the one who wears it enables the owner of the talis to fulfill the mitzvah of Chayv Asmona. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that his grandfather Rav Chaim said, when you borrow a talis from someone else, you should say the brach al mitzvahs. Instead of saying l'hisatav, you should say al mitzvahs.
Is Barisim also part of the mitzvah?
Some Rishonim... No, the Pashtus is, or Risa Masa is the reason for the mitzvah, is the tam ha-mitzvah. You should have tzitzis in order that people should see, and then should remind them of...
Without the chiddush of the Rav, the mashon of Tosfos makes no sense. Afal pikein should be followed, lo ova, lo yotza, but says lo hifsin. Without the
Rav's
chiddush, it would make no sense.
Yeah, the question, Tosfos is saying, isn't it a bracha levatola? He argues, shouldn't say it. Then he said, nishgefel. What do you mean nishgefel? It is a bracha levatola. Just explain. So he said, it's not, because I am enabling the owner of the talis to fulfill a mitzvah of chayv asmona.
The Shulchan Aruch Paskim is not like with Chaim, right? That if you buy a talis, you don't make a bracha. Isn't that fair, Shulchan Aruch? You don't make a bracha on a talis, Shulchan
Aruch? I don't remember. Tosfos says you don't say a bracha, but then you say, but sinish gefelach. I'm a bracha lahipsit.
And if you're making a bracha, the owner of the talis lent you made a bracha a minute earlier. Does Matty two brachas?
Well, he wore the talis before, so he said a bracha when he wore it.
Then he gives it to you. So
then he takes it off.
20,
then
when, 10 minutes later. But by taking it off, that ended the mitzvah, the bracha.
it depends how long. If a person, let's say, someone's getting an aliyah, doesn't have a talis, I give him my talis.
Yeah.
He gives it back 3 minutes later. Right. So that's not a hesach hadas. I don't say another bracha. But let's say there's a hafsak on Yom Kippur for half an hour. I take off my talis and I start walking outside for fresh air. Half an hour. But let's say all the people that get the aliyahs, nobody has a talis. They're all bracha and yeshiva. So I lay my talis to the kohen, the levi, the shlishi, reviv, the whole kriyas haTorah, 35 minutes. So then they give me back my talis. Then I do say a bracha. If there's a long pause, I do say a bracha.
The ones who are borrowing it, according to Reb Chaim, they're making a bracha too?
Yeah. That's what Tosfos says. If they say a bracha,
then when you get it back, you're going to have to make a bracha because that's considered a hesachadas.
No,
if you didn't make, and if there wasn't a long hesachadas, they shouldn't have made bracha because the bracha is still on it?
Yeah, yeah. If they're only wearing a talis for an aliyah, then it's going to give it back to me. So it's really my long... I was wearing the talis, and when I wear it later on after he gives it back, that's a hemshech. And he's not really wearing; it's only lekavod bi'alma. So then,
you couldn't make bracha then.
You shouldn't say a bracha, no.
What about a shul talis?
So that's the Rashbam in Perek Yesh Nechlen talks about the shul esrig. The din is that an esrig has to be ulakachtam lachem. The first 2 days of sukkah has to be shalachem. So in Europe. In America, everybody buys their own little of an esrig in recent years. But when we were growing up, the rabbi had a little of an esrig, and the shul had a little of an esrig. Not everybody had. So how is it good? It's an esrig shel shutvim. All the people in the shul bought an esrig together. And the Gemara Yesh Nachlan talks, Yesh Nachlan about Yerusha. So the Gemara talks, the father died and he leaves a lulav and an esrig in his own b'shutvus by all the children. So they can't be yaitzah the mitzvah. It has to be shalachem, not b'shutvus. So the Rashbam says over there, but the Esrik Shal Kohol is purchased by the Kehillah, and the understanding is that whenever any member of the Kehillah wants to be Yotze the Mitzvah, he picks up the Talis, or he picks up the Esrik, the Lulav, everybody's giving him the right to be Kaina fully. It only belongs to him exclusively, on the understanding he's going to give it back to everybody else later. So that's what the Rashbam develops that idea. That's the way they say in Shulchan Aruch, that a talis shall call, or the esrig shall call, every member. If a stranger comes, he's probably not a member of the call. But one of the members of the shul takes the talis, one of the members of the community takes the lulav and the esrig. So the Rashbam says it's self-understood that all the others are makna to him, that it should belong to him now.
Don't they have the Friday night with the chazan?
Regular bracha? No,
it's not like borrowing somebody else.
Right, right. If it's mine...
The difference is that you make masate as opposed to al mitzvah.
Yeah.
When he meant one thumb for the other on Friday night, fix the palace for the
shul, right?
Right. But he's a part owner of it. It's not a complete palace shul.
Yeah, but it has to belong to me only. If you have shutvim on a lulav and an esrig, it's not shalachem. It's no good. It has to belong to me exclusively. So the talis, I'm only yotze the mitzvah of talis if it belongs to me exclusively. So the assumption is that all the members of the shul are shutvim in the shul.
If you pay your dues.
Okay. And the understanding is that when any one of the shutvim needs it, all the others are makna to the shutvim. For that period of time, the understanding is, I'll give it back to the others when they'll need it.
So what? We spoke about Israel. Down south, where I am, they lend out tefillin.
They do what?
They lend out tefillin.
Okay. Well, tefillin, you don't need shalachem. Tefillin is easy. Tefillin does need shalachem. But esrig and talis need shalachem. Yeah. Now Taisis has a new shaila. What's the din if I borrow a talis from someone else and the beged is made from linen and the strings, the tchelas strings have to be dyed a certain color, tchelas, certain color blue, and it has to be wool. The tchelas strings have to be wool. If people are not wearing tchelas, so the strings don't have to be wool. The strings can be other material as well. So if you have a garment that's made from linen, and you want to put in tchelas also, so by definition it's going to be shatnas, so it's going to be kalayim, because tzemra pishtim together makes kalayim. So the Gemara says that's permissible, that's called esedach alois esay. The mitzvah sesei of wearing tzitzis with trelis is deichad aloi sesei of wearing kelaim. The Gemara says, when you have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh. We assume that there's a connection between the two. If you have two dinim and two adjacent psukim, that's called smuchim. And that's a machlokes hatanan, whether you darshan smuchim or not. Do you necessarily assume that the dinim that are in two adjacent psukim next to each other have to have a connection with each other? So the Gemara says, that chumish devarim, everybody's maskim that you do darshan smuchim. In Mishnah Torah you do, the Gemara gives two reasons why. And we have many, many famous drushes that are based on the idea of smuchim and chumish devarim. So one of them is this, you have two psukim, one next to the other. Gedilim tasa l'cha l'abba kamchus kuscha shetechase bo. You have to put in tzitzis. Then it says, asul b'shatan semra pishtim yachta. So why are they written one next to the other? That you're not allowed to wear shatans, you have to put in tzitzis. To teach you this principle, that esa d'chaloi sesei. If the beged, if the four-cornered garment is made from linen, and you want to put in tzitzis, if you're only going to put in lavan, if you don't have tchelis available, so put in strings of linen strings. So linen, beged linen strings is no shatnas. But if you have tchelis available, it has to be tzemer, the strings have to be tzemer, and dye this specific color of blue. So if the strings are tzemer and the beged is pishtun, that's going to be shatnas. And the pasuk, the two psukim are written next to each other to teach me this din, that esay dechaloy sesay. If it's necessary to violate an avera in order to fulfill a mitzvah, so we say the mitzvah says is decha, the mitzvah slay says. So Tosfos now has a shaila. The fellow lent me his talis for less than 30 days, and he has shatnas. The talis is made from linen, and the chutim of tchelis are made from tzemer. So he's allowed to wear it because as a decha lo says, he's in fulfillment of a mitzvah. If I wear the beged, I'm not yotzei any mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev min haTorah, I'm not mechuyev min derabbanan. A talis shul, less than 30 days, I'm not mechuyev even min derabbanan to wear it. So the shaila is, am I in violation of shatnas? If I'm going to be a tzaddik, I'm going to be a chassid, to be machmir, let's say I borrowed a talis from him, and I, amidas chassidus, I did put in the tzitzis. I wasn't mechuyev, not min haTorah, not min derabbanan to put in this. But I'm going to go to shul, the Shabbos, or bar mitzvah, neifruf, whatever. I don't want to stand in the shul without a talis. People think I got divorced. Well, I want to wear a talis. I'm going to wear a talis without tzitzis. He lent me a talis. It has no tzitzis. I want to wear tzitzis. So I'm going to put in tzitzis. But when he's going to wear it, he needs tzitzis. I'm going to put in tzitzis. So do you say, eser dechaloi sesei? I'm not yotzei any essay over here. Maybe you can't apply eser dechaloi sesei. If the owner will wear the tzitzis, it'll be Esed Dechalai Sesei. But when I wear it, I'm not yet saying Esed Dechalai Sesei. So Tosfos raises the issue, this din, that shatnas and tzitzis is mutter, is that Dechuya? Esed is Dechalai Sesei. So it's only if I'm in fulfillment of the mitzvah. The need that I have to fulfill the mitzvah permits me to violate the aver of shatnas. Or do you say no? Kilayim and tzitzis is hutra. There's no prohibition of kilayim on a beged shal mitzvah tzitzis. The issa was never formulated. So that's what Tosfos has, this famous discussion, where the kilayim tzitzis is hutro dechuya. And then Tosfos says, there's such a famous discussion regarding big dekuna. Tosfos quotes, some of the big dekuna have shatnas. The kohen hedyot only has shatnas in the avnet, in the gartel. And the kohen gadol has in several other begodim as well. So there's a Gemara in Erechin Dav Gimel. You see where Tosfos quotes by the white lines. It's Erechin Dav Gimel. So the Braisa says in Erechin Hakol Chayav Mitzitzis, all of the Jewish people are mechuyev in tzitzis, Kohanim Leviim VeYisraelim. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? A pasuk in Chumash. Why would you think Kohanim are not chuyev, mechuyev VeYisraelim are not mechuyev, Leviim are not mechuyev? What's the chiddush? Everyone is obligated to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis, Kohanim Leviim Yisrael. Umefareish, the Gemara explains there, Kohanim itztechlei. The Chiddush of the Braisa is that Kohanim are also chayiv in tzitzis. I would have thought Kohanim are not mechuyev. Why? Because the mitzvah of tzitzis appears in Chumash Dvarim in the pasuk right next to the pasuk of shatnas. And Kohanim are permitted to wear shatnas. They wear big dekuna every day in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the answer. That's the Gemara's answer. But first, the Gemara says, the Braisa says, Hakol chayav mitzitzis, even kohanim. What's the chiddush even kohanim? So the Gemara says, kohanim mitzvachle, the chiddush is kohanim arosim chiv. Salka daitach amina. One might have mistakenly thought Hoil the ishri klaim le gabayu, since Kohanim are permitted to violate shatnes when they wear big dikuna in the Beis Hamikdash to do the avodah, and the pasuk of tzitzis appears adjacent to the pasuk of kilayim, so I would have thought since Kohanim are permitted to violate kilayim, so they don't have a mitzvah of tzitzis, kamash malon, so why taka don't you say that Kohanim are potter? So the Gemara says, no, Kohanim are not allowed to wear shatnes. They're only allowed to wear shatnes bizman avodah. Shaloi be'idin avodah, shaloi bizman avodah, they're not allowed to wear shatnes. So since the din of shatnes does apply to the Kohanim, so the din of tzitzis also applies. No, no, he takes off all the big dikuna, he leaves it, wears his own regular suit.
So the Maro Kohen is not how he's dressed, it's just his spiritual appearance.
Yeah, he's finished.
Oh, I thought maybe...
No, he's finished. It's finished. So the Gemara's lashon is kamash malon nehi true the ishtri beidin avoda the kohanim are permitted ishtri they're permitted to wear shatnes bizman avoda however shaloi beidin avoda when the kohanim are not doing avoda lo ishtri they're not allowed to wear shatnes. So Tosfos has two ways to read the Gemara. That's what he pointed out. One way is the kohanim are not allowed to wear shatnes if they wear big dechol. They're only allowed to wear shatnes and big dekuna. They're not allowed to wear shatnes and big dechol. The other pshat is, no, they're not allowed to wear shatnes even in Big Dekuna once they finish the Avodah. They're only allowed to wear shatnes in Big Dekuna bizman Avodah, shaloi bizman Avodah, even in the Big Dekuna it's awesome. So that's known as, that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says the moment the Kohen finishes doing the Avodah, he has to remove the gartel right away, because the gartel is shatnes. He's only allowed to wear the Big Dekuna with the shatnes bizman Avodah. When he finishes the Avodah, he has to remove the gartel immediately. The Ravid says, no, he can wear it all day long. Shaloi be'idin avodah means if he wears big dechol, he's not allowed to wear shatnes. But big dekuna can wear all day long, even shaloi b'shas avodah. So Tosfos presents it, what's the machlekas over here, the Rambam and the Ravid? What's the issue? The issue is that we say that shatnes and zmut and big dekuna is that esa dechol oisase, it's dechuya, so the need to fulfill the mitzvah of hakrabas hakarbanas, you have to wear big dekuna to do hakrabas hakarbanas, so the need to fulfill that mitzvah is deichad aver. Once you finish doing the avodah, so there's no longer any need, there's no tzarach to do a mitzvah. So you have to remove the shatnes immediately. And the Rabbi disagrees, he says, no, that is hutra. The Torah exempted big dekuna from the whole provision of shatnes. There's no issur at all. So Tosfos realizes there are two pshotim by big dekuna, where the kelaim in big dekuna is, if the is mutter, is it a heter of duchuya? So the essay decha lo sese is only when you have to wear the shatnes letzorach kiyum mitzvah. Once you finish the avodah, there's no tzorach to wear the shatnes. There's no tzorach and no heter. Well, you say, no, it's hutra. The big dekuna are exempted. The laws of shatnes don't apply to big dekuna. So similar to the two shitas by the big dekuna, Tosfos has two shitas by klaim and tzitzis. Do you say that a beged shel tzitzis is exempted from the prohibition of shatnes, period? Even if you're not wearing it, even balayla when there's no mitzvah, or even if you're wearing, even if you use it as a sheet, you're sleeping on it. Shatnes is also to use as a blanket, but there's not chayv and tzitzis, no mitzvah of tzitzis if you have a blanket. And women are not mechuyev and tzitzis, so that's what Tosfos raises the shayla. They say that kalayim and tzitzis is hutra. Big day tzitzis are exempted from the prohibition of kelayim. So even if a woman wears it, she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzitzis. A woman wears it, a balayla, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. Still, if you use it as a sheet, you use it as a blanket, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis. Still, the beged of shatnes is exempted from the issur kelayim. What do you say? No, it's dechuya.
How can you say it's dechuya? How does that come into play at all?
There's a need for the kohen to be makor karbonis. He can't be makor karbonis unless he wears big dekuna,
which are defined. So what kind
which
of
have shatnes, yeah.
Yeah.
So
what
no.
Kind of
no, dechuya, the mitzvah. No, dechuya means the need to fulfill the mitzvah of hakrovas hakarbonis allows the kohen to violate the issur shatnes. The minute he finished hakrovas hakarbonis, he has to remove the gartel right away because there's no longer a mitzvah that should be doicha the issur. It's based on esser decha lo sese. The essay of hakrovas hakarbonis, which require big dekuna, is decha de lo sese of shatnes. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and Tosfos themselves know the two ways to read the Gemara in Erchin. Whether shalah b'idin avoda means wearing big dekuna, shalah b'idin avoda, wearing big dechol, shalah b'idin avoda. So this is a famous topic, where the kelaim and big dekuna is hutra d'chuya, and where the kelaim and tzitzis is d'chuya hutra. So Tosfos claims that hutra and everything, hutra and everything. Tosfos brings the raya that tzitzis, kelaim and tzitzis is hutra, so they prove it from a Gemara Menachos daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara Menachos has like this. I have a talis, a talis shel pishton, a funny case. You have a talis made from linen, and it has tzitzis in each one of the four corners, and each one of the corners has treles, and the treles has to be tzemer, and the tzemer with the pishton beged constitutes shatnes, so I'm allowed to wear it. So then the Gemara says, what if hitil l'mutalis? He put each corner has a tzitzit, he tied another tzitzit in each one of the four corners. He tied another tzitzit, so he made it shatnes again. There was no need for the additional shatnes. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara that it's permissible to wear the garment even if hitil mutalis, even if it has shatnes that's really unnecessary. So Tosfos says, there you have it. It's beferish in the Gemara that it's hutra. That a beged shel tzitzis is exempted from the prohibition of shatnes, even though it's not necessary to have the shatnes for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah. He put two tzitzis in each corner. One tzitzis is enough for the mitzvah. The second tzitzis in each corner was unnecessary. So Tosfos says, there you have it, enough in the Gemara. The climate tzitzis is heter gomer, you don't need eser dechel eser. So the truth of the matter is that you can ding zech with the raya. The Shachan Yerideya points out, the first Chelik Yerideya points out, what if a woman is wearing a wedding gown with a long train, goes a couple of feet long, and the whole garment, the whole beged is made from tzemer, and then there's one stitch of pishton on the bottom, and she's not even wearing that. That's schlepping on the floor 3 feet away from her, 6 feet away from her. So the Shach quotes the Shulchan Aruch that's shatness. If you have one stitch of tzemer and a beged shel pishton, one stitch of pishton makes the whole beged into shatness, and you're not even allowed to wear the other end that you're not wearing the shatness on your body. You're wearing a beged sheyesh bo shatness. So over here, if you have a talis with four corners and you have tzitzis in each one of the four corners, and each one has trelos, so the beged is already shatness. So the fact that I add another tzitzis in each corner doesn't make a double violation of shatness. The beged has already been determined as shatness. It's not an additional avera. Ben kovah kol et shatness. So that you can ding zich with the raya that Tosfos brought. The Tosfos in Ksuvos presents it like that. That once you have shatness already, even if you add another stitch of wool into the beged itself, not only in the corners, you can add as much shatness as you want. The beged is already shatness. You're not making it worse by adding more wool.
The car is already tumah. He can't care. I can continue doing it. You can't add tumah on top of tumah.
Correct. But over here, the Rishonim say you're not adding anything. The beged is already shatness.
You're adding an issue that's unnecessary.
So that's what Tosfos says. And other Rishonim say you're not adding anything. If you have one stitch of wool in a beged that's all pishtin, the whole beged is declared as shatness. So if you add another stitch, you're not making anything worse. The whole beged is shatness anyway. Nothing made worse. This is a very famous Tosfos. Okay, this is a very famous Tosfos. Yeah. This week's Sedra is Parshas Achimos Kedoshim. The Kohen Gadol, where we're learning Saita, so we came across the Mishnah in Perek Elah Nemorim, that if a person does not know how to daven Hebrew, so he can daven in English, he can daven in whatever language he understands. A person gets an Aliyah, does not know how to say the Brichas HaTorah in Hebrew, so he can say in English also. It looked funny, but strictly speaking, that's the halacha. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to learn Kriyas HaTorah, and the Melech, once every 7 years, Sukkos, Chalamite Sukkos, following Shnas HaShemitah, he has to learn Parshas Hakel. So then the Mishnah says, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he gets his Aliyah, and the Melech, by Hakel, has to recite the Brachas in Hebrew. It's a new din of Kriyas HaTorah. So that's what the Gemara Neumann, the first pair, points out. That's a Kriyas HaTorah deraisa. We have a practice today on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says we learn Parshas Achrimos, Achamos, the beginning tells you how the Kangodal is supposed to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So by us, the Kriyas HaTorah is only the Rabbanon. Maybe it's Min HaTorah Neshama Foyim Svaseinu. Whenever you don't have the ability to actually be Makav Kabbanis, so you should recite the Psukim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it as if we actually brought the Kabbanis. But Bizman Shebeis HaMikdush HaYakayam, the laying of the Parsha Sachri Mois was a Din Deraisa, that the Kangodal has not completed the Seder HaVodah unless he lays Zachary Mois. And the Gemara says the same is true Shmini Lemiluim. And the 8th day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they completed the Mishkan, so Aaron HaKohen had to supervise all the avodas, and he had a lane from the Sefer Torah. It was a din deraisa, a kriyas haTorah deraisa, to lay in the parsha in the Chumash about the avoda. And the same is true, the Gemara says, regarding Por Aduma. Once every 150 years, they had to make a Por Aduma. They used to burn a Por Aduma, they used to shecht it, and then burn it, and then mix the ashes with water, and use it to be Matar Tmei Mesim. You have to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi, and then they're able to go to Mikveh to become Tohar. So when they burn once every 150 years, when they make a Por Aduma, so part of the ceremony requires that the Kohen who's doing the Por Aduma has to lane from the Sefer Torah Parshas Chukas, has to lane Parshas Purim from the Sefer Torah. And that's what some of the Gedolim say. There are Hashulchan, others say in Shulchan Aruch, they quote Yeshomim that Parshas Purim is their Isa. What do you mean, Parshas Purim? That we lane every year is their Isa. Why is it their Isa? Parshas Purim was instituted by the Chachamim before Pesach. Everyone should realize Pesach is on its way, and you have to be Tohar to participate in the Korban Pesach. So whoever attended a funeral should go to have Hazosh Lishi Shvi, and he should go to Mikveh to become Tohar. That's a Hachraza Midirabonim. Why is Parshas Purim deraisa? So some of the Achrayim say, no, Parshas Purim deraisa. When you make a paraduma, every 150 years, Bizman Abayis, when they would burn a paraduma, they would have to lay in Parshas Purim. That's what they mean. Yeshamim, that Parshas Purim is the Raisa, not our Parshas Purim.
I'm a Balfour for 44 years.
Ken Yerbu.
It says Pesach Lather Shem.
Okay. Good? Okay.
I think they misread the Parshas Purim, which the Egel Azor was interpreted to be the. In
other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Torah, when they did this Torah, and they misinterpreted one of the twice the Torah is over, it was purely about the Egel. No, that's others interpret like that. That Parshas Purim is the rice every year because it's a mitzvah in Chumash Dvarim. We should remember the Chet Egel. So why should we remember the Chet Egel? We should remember that there's a kapara, even if the whole tzibur worships Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can still give a kapara. Right, so that's what some say. Parshas Purim is deraisa every year. By reading Parshas Purim, we're fulfilling the mitzvah to remember the Chet Egel, that even if everybody did an Egel Azov, there's still a tikkun. That's what others say. But other Gedolim, Dar HaShulchan, others say, no, Parshas Purim deraisa means when you're burning a Par Aduma, then you have to learn Parshas Purim. Okay.